This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, actually, this is a version of the Good Day program, put it that way. The Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn joins Jay Kirshner and me to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. You find these charts listed every week at this time. It seems like it was about, we were just talking about this off the air. The last time we did this was 5 minutes ago. It just seems like a week ago, but it was actually in Universal Time, ladies. Remember, there's no time, there's nothing, no space anywhere except here. Time doesn't exist in the universe. Dates don't exist in the universe. Those are for our convenience. So, having said that and trying to figure out what the heck I'm talking about, let's get to the stories list. The top 10 items according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. Find them at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. Number 10. The strike. So Jennifer's in Los Angeles. If you were to believe, maybe I should just go through the whole story list, then come back to the ones, right? Well, I'll do that. Let me do that first. Okay, so the strike is number 10. The war is number 9. The private dip crapper who went to North Korea is number 8. Continuing focus on abortion laws and what's available and what isn't. Jason Aldean kind of got himself in hot water. Is number 6. The heat waves and the weather is number 5. Border problems, immigration problems, number 4. Hunter Biden and his problem, that's going up on the countdown. It was number 5 last week, so must be getting hotter there. The presidential race, number 2, and Trump and his legal issues, number 1. Okay, so back to the strikes. Jen.
Yes.
What is it like in Hollywood? Is it noticeable, discernible? Are we finding people not spending money or businesses being hurt by this? Because pretty much it's a company. That's one of the things I found most interesting about Los Angeles County. It's a company-like town. If the business at hand, the entertainment business, isn't doing well, then the town suffers. So is the city and the county of Los Angeles suffering yet because of the actor strike and the writer strike?
Well, I think some people are. I don't know if the whole town is suffering yet. A lot of strikes happening, though. We've got the writer's strike, which has been going on for months. You've got the SAG-AFTRA strike, which is relatively new. We also have a big hotel worker strike in downtown and in L.A. and Orange County for people who like clean rooms and, you know, the support staff at hotels. They're on strike. And then they're talking about UPS going on strike. So this could be like the summer of striking.
But oh, my goodness.
I think with there, if you drive by the studios, you will notice people with picket signs for sure.
Right.
Those people, I think, are suffering, especially the actors who take bit parts, the writers who are not, you know, the most well known, the people who are kind of the unsung people in the industry are definitely starting to feel it.
Yeah.
Probably one of the craziest and weirdest stories of the week is that Universal got in trouble because they were cutting the trees on their lot. Now you think, well, what's the problem with that? Well, the trees were hanging over onto the street and providing shade to the people on the picket line. And Universal Studios cut the trees so that there wouldn't be any shade. It's been incredibly hot in L.A. So,
but they did it purposely to give the old 1-2 to the strikers? Was that
purposeful? That's what the insinuation is, yes. That they were trying to provide less shade. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
are they that smart even to have figured that out? Some of these people that run these companies,
well,
they are smart enough. You think
they are smart enough to be vindictive, for sure.
What are they being vindictive about? Without these people that are actors and writers, they got nothing. They don't have, they, you know, that's maybe part of what they're arguing about is what the impact of AI will be. But let's face it, the world is going to be smart enough to realize that which is produced by AI. I guess I was thinking about what Cameron, the director, said. James Cameron this week said, "I told you this was going to happen 40 years ago when he did the first Terminator movie." That was what it was all about, artificial intelligence taking over for humanity. And so those movies, as we get to the end of the week, after what he said became reality, and the news media is reporting on it, all these cable channels are playing the Terminator movies.
The studios are obviously in this for the long haul. If you start to look at what some of the networks are releasing for their fall lineup, heavily dominated
stuff.
By reality. Game shows and reality shows. Mm-hmm. And so they're thinking that this is going to last for a while. And so who's going to break first? You had one of them, I can't remember which studio exec it was, said that they're going to keep going with this until some of the people are homeless, like until they lose their apartment.
That was Iger. Fran Drescher took
Disney.
Remember, she said she really, and that was the worst. I've always thought Iger was a pretty good. That's why he's running it, because he's good at his job. But why would you say something like that that's so inflammatory and so unfair? I mean, without these people, you can talk all you want about the situation with machines, but you can't do what they do and create movies and stuff. The movies that are created, a lot of the stuff, like if you look at Mission Impossible, a lot of the things, a lot of the scenes that you see are created by whatever the gizmos are. They have an industrial light and sound that George Lucas studio. And so, there's magic that can be created there, but it's not. It can't be the end-all and the be-all.
Well, you can even look at the original voice of Siri, who is a voiceover actor, and she didn't even know what she was voicing. She was just hired on to do something, and she didn't see any kind of residuals or anything for her voice being bought over by Apple and used for the iPhone.
Yep. It's really amazing how... And so what do you lose? Are you that greedy? Frankly, some of these people that you see every day on TV make a living, but it's not like they were Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks and some of the...
And most made it with the residuals. It was kind of like servers in the sense that you make most of your actual wage from tips, not your pay. And that's what a lot of people... You get the one-time larger payment, but then you get those residuals. And that's what the last time both writers and actors had a strike at the same time was over residuals when things went to syndication. And now it's the same thing with streaming, where they're getting pennies. And there are so many, you alluded to this before, Doug, but there's so many other people who work on these films and these TV shows. You have the various crew members. You have the makeup artists and the hair stylists. And
all you have to do to get an idea of what we're talking about.
All those people are out of a job right now.
Look at the list. Go to this. Go see Mission Impossible, for example, or any movie, and then stay in the theater while the credits are playing, and see how many people—usually hundreds of people—are connected to the production of a movie like that or a television show. Look at the credits at the end of the television shows. They go on for 60 seconds sometimes, and they go so fast because there's so many of them you can't read them anyway. So that's I think that's a good summation of what's going on. Thank you, Jen. All right, let's see. The war in Russia, what is there to say about it? It keeps going on and on. What is there?
About
nothing
Russia?
New. Nah.
New. They're still at war. I don't know if it's like,
but what's new? It's the same stuff back and forth.
Blowing up bridges, taking lots of money,
What I found interesting, number 8 this week, is the army... This private who was up for discipline thinks he's going to be better off in North Korea. What kind of a mental midget thinks that way?
Well, clearly there's something going on there.
With him.
Yeah, I would think. He said he went on a tour in plain clothes, and then all of a sudden he just jetted over the line, and I guess...
Why did they shoot him? I would have thought they would have just shot him.
Well, because he's probably a great asset. I mean,
but they didn't know that. How do they know that when he's running across the barbed wire?
I don't know. They don't even have barbed wire. It's actually just a line on the ground. So a lot of people don't realize, but it's heavily guarded. And before you do the tour of that area, they tell you, don't mess around. And they show you pictures of people who have messed around and crossed over that line and who have ended up with, like, a hatchet to the face, basically.
The most dramatic picture was when Trump went to the border and went across with Fatty. Remember that?
And remember, it was just a line. That's what it is. It's like a line on the ground, and the guy just took off over it.
Well, so what happens to him? He thinks he's going to be better off. North Korea can play this any number of ways, including use him as a tool to, I suppose, get an exchange, but also as a political commentary. Look, Americans prefer to come to North Korea. So, I don't think so. All right, number seven. This is another one of those, like, what's new here with the abortion discussion, the availability of some prescription drugs over the counter now, but what is this? I, frankly, maybe I'm speaking as a man, I don't see there's any difference in the argument from 74 to now. It's the same discussion, the same argument. That's why I always have shied away from things like this. I never want to talk about capital punishment. I don't want to talk about the abortion because it's the same stuff. It's nothing new. It's nothing. The nuance is the drugs, right, that are available over the counter. Isn't that it? What else? What am I missing?
Well, I think Iowa had a ruling this week that got a lot of attention that probably put it in the focus, where a judge blocked Iowa's 6-week abortion ban. So they did it, you know, that was a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. But the Iowa governor says that they're going to appeal that, and they want a restrictive abortion law, which is supposed to be up to the states after the Dobbs decision, which was about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any thoughts, Jay? I don't want to shortchange you. I shouldn't talk about this at all because I don't have the same feeling or understanding about it. I believe that it ought to be allowed. I don't approve of abortions, but I don't think it's any of my... I think we have way too much government and way too many people sticking their nose into the business and lives of other people under the guise of, well, we're protecting unborn children. Okay, well... Maybe you are. So if you really want to do that...
How long is the question? Because you've got a lot of people who are volleying for at-birth abortions. And then are you protecting life or are you just protecting the mother?
I want to know who's going to... You want the baby to live through to term? Then who's going to take care of it? That's what I want to know. At the time the decision is made, then I want to know what's going to happen to that baby. It's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Did you know for every worker GM employs, there are 6 additional jobs created in our communities? That's a huge impact. And GM Cheryl McCarron says it's their charitable impact GM is most proud of.
In addition to wages and jobs and suppliers that we support our communities. And we do our own kind of multiplier effect for that. You know, GM gives about $60 million a year to communities and nonprofits across the country. The nonprofits, when we work with a nonprofit, they talk to us about how many people does that impact? What, you know, if we give them a donation of $200,000, how is that impacted? And so, you know, we're looking at a similar jobs multiplier or a multiplier of impact for that of over 7 million individuals across the country have been impacted by how GM invests in our communities through nonprofit donations. So we're really proud of that because that's just as important as that big economic impact number.
What's today's auto news? I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Love the new car, but how did...
Oh, CarPro.com, my new friend.
A friend?
You took his time with me, you know.
No, I don't know.
Just a perfect touch.
Wait, who's touching?
Oh, honey, CarPro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. I'm in love.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free. CarPro.com.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Talk Radio Review, Jennifer Warren, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at the ready here with some of the comments. So number six is the Jason Aldean controversy, and we have some specific responses to that. That for those who think it's a big deal, why don't you relay, Jay, some of the thoughts that we've gotten from some of the folks. There's Jim Lee Whittington. What a great name that is, right? Jim Lee, hello, welcome to the program. And
Jim says the song would sound better in Braille. Come on.
What? All right, so let's review this song and what it's about and why it's controversial. Because as we've pointed out here a number of times, it's been out since, May?
Since May, yes.
Yeah. All right, so then what's the big deal? It is the video, which just came out this week, is that right?
A week ago, and it was the song has been out since May. It's kind of like a small town anthem that the we take care of our own mentality kind of situation. And when it comes to music, it is one of those like in the eye of the beholder. Perception is reality. Perception is your truth. And then you add the music video to it, which gives more of a quote-unquote forced context to it. Yeah. And it's a lot of imagery of rioting and crime and stuff like that.
All real, by the way. And most of it from Atlanta, which is Jason Aldean's home state. He's in Georgia. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he grew up in Macon. So he didn't even grow up in a small town himself, which is what some other people are saying. There's the mentality of don't take our guns away, and some people are saying that Jason Aldean is the wrong person to say that. He was the one who was on stage performing during the Vegas tragedy, the shooting, and that I think he's already kind of been under a microscope in this context.
He's conservative, and he makes no bones about it, and his wife makes no bones about it. And you cannot tell me that this song is any worse than some rap songs that have been out there that promote violence, and carjacking, and murder.
But that doesn't mean two wrongs make a right. The rap stuff shouldn't be around either.
You've got to listen to the song. The lyrics say nothing about race. They basically just say, in a small town takes care of itself. You can't carjack an old lady. You can't rob a store. So What is wrong with that? What people are taking aim with is the fact that in the video, he's standing in front of a courthouse, and so they say that that makes him look like he is pro-lynching.
Well,
it's a stretch.
Yeah, it's a courthouse that has a history of that in Columbia, Tennessee, south of Nashville. And it, again, it's one of those things. It doesn't seem like it's the song. Nobody had a problem with this song. People were singing along with it. See, when he performed it for CMA Fest, and that's going to be televised, that performance will still be televised. The music video seems like the thing that most people are coming for, and that has been pulled from CMT. The music video is no longer airing or anything like that. And what you are saying, Jen, too, with Jason Aldean and his wife, Brittany, they don't hide the fact that they are conservative. They are proud to be conservative. Jason's wife, Brittany, and his sister, Cassie, even have a clothing line together that has a lot of conservative tees and all of that stuff, like mamas don't let your babies grow up to be liberals, close the effing border. That's some of the stuff that's on the t-shirt. So I think that he is already kind of under a microscope. And again, the song itself doesn't seem to be anything that people were having a problem with until it was added with the music video.
So I thought it was interesting. Sheryl Crow has come out talking about this song controversy. She's from a smaller, she came from a town in Missouri, Kennett, Missouri, population 10,000, whereas Aldean comes, as you were pointing out there, I think, Jennifer, Macon, which has a population 150,000. Is that the issue? Is it small towns have probably,
Crow even said that, you know, people in small towns are tired of all of this, too. It's not just...
Right. It is. It's true. We've had enough of it already, but I'm not sure they're being fair to Jason Aldean, at least in this context at the moment. 28 after the hour here on...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is reporting that Ukraine is using cluster munitions supplied by the United States effectively against Russian forces. National Security Spokesman John Kirby said initial feedback suggests Ukrainian forces are using the weapons appropriately on Russian defensive positions and operations. The so-called cluster bombs scatter multiple bomblets and are banned in more than 100 countries because of their threat to civilians. Russia has been using cluster munitions since it invaded Ukraine in February of last year. At least four people, including children, are dead after what's being called a triple murder-suicide in Oklahoma. Authorities say they were engaged in an hours-long standoff with an armed subject yesterday at a home near Tulsa. The investigation is just getting underway. Yes, there is a day where you could eat absolutely anything you want, and today's that day. It's National Junk Food Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Devices and so many ways to connect. Hi guys, it's Jen. Our favorite is when you call us at 855-999-DOUG.
I just love that.
And leave us a nice little message. Call today, 855-999-DOUG.
Hi, here we are at 34 at the hour. Speaking of calling now, Jennifer just calling for people to call. How about you call 800-793-9039? The Talk Radio Review brought to you in part by Balance 7, balancing your insides so that you have smooth. Can you imagine? Have you ever looked at pictures of people's esophagus or their stomach, the stomach lining?
You can't say that I have. Nope, not the first thing I notice. Usually it's the eyes for me, not the esophageal lining. Yeah.
Oh, that's very strange. All right, well, anyway, and speaking of it that way, I'm going to have you talk, Jennifer, because my voice is cracking. So you give it your old one, too, for a minute.
Yeah, that Balance 7, for sure. So Balance 7, I started taking it because I get up early, as as we all do in morning radio, and I would drink a lot of coffee. And by like 11 o'clock, my stomach would just feel sour and it just wouldn't feel good. My dad's been a big fan of Balance 7, so he told me to start taking it. And you just take 3 sips a day, little 1 ounce.
You do everything your father tells you to do?
Well, he recommended it, and it worked. Yeah. The first time I took it, all of a sudden I was like, the sour stomach, the indigestion, heartburn, gone. And once you start taking Balance 7 for 3 days, 3 times a day, you just take a sip in the morning, the afternoon, and the evening, you're going to notice that it dilutes the acid buildup in your body so that your immune system flips back on. Everything works better. Health starts in the gut. We all hear this from doctors and scientists. And you'll have less joint pain. You'll notice you're sleeping better at night. Less brain fog. If you're struggling with that, you'll have more mental clarity, more energy. And, of course, that indigestion or heartburn, if you struggle with it, is gone. So I really like it. Everybody that I've turned on to has really liked Balance 7 as well. And you've got a really special offer. If you use code word Doug, you get to save $15 off your order. You get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, which is like Balance 7 for the outside of your body, especially good during the summer months when your skin gets dry. You might get sunburn. You just spritz it on. It's really great and hydrating. And you get that free with your first gallon order of Balance 7. You get free shipping, and there's a money-back guarantee. So if you try it for 3 days and you don't like it, you just call them. They give you your money back, and you get to keep the product. It's really simple. And the code word, you want to make sure you use that to get the offer, is Doug.
D-O-U-G. Now, all of this means your body can defend you from all and everything that might attack you if you use Balance 7. That's why it is as popular as it is. And yes, Jennifer, you did a fabulous job, because for about 35 seconds there, I couldn't,
couldn't
say a thing. Huh? No. And it continues. Anyway, Balance 7, 800-793-9039, code word Doug. Okay, let's get back to the issues that we're talking about, the things from the Talk Radio Countdown, the charts from Talkers Magazine, the things that people are saying that are listening to our programs. All right, so, Jay, there was something you posted that's worth a moment or two of our time, a piece of advice. We asked during the week on our Facebook, Instagram, and Thread page, at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air, what sort of advice or encouragement did you get from somebody, and what have you, have you gotten something that was so good you carried it through your life?
Yeah. Jan Rose says, always ask yourself, what is the worst outcome, and can you live with it? If not, then don't do it. It's a pretty good one. Steve Lovely says, pick your battles.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, right? One from Terry says, her mom always said, years ago, two wrongs don't make a right.
Mama said there'd be days like this, and Mama also said two wrongs don't make a right. I said that a couple of days ago on the air, didn't I? When we were talking about something. I don't remember what we were talking about, but, you know, we keep bashing and banging away at some of this stuff, and I've said that sometimes to you, Jennifer, because whenever there's something about Trump and it's negative, well, Joe Biden did well, so what does that make it all right? No, it doesn't. Under any circumstances.
You know, I think it's that people struggle with the idea of a double-tiered system of justice, so that's why people are doing lots of comparisons these days. But yeah, two wrongs don't make a right. It's good advice from that woman's mother.
All right, let's. I want to move over to Senator Grassley and this informant's claim. Grassley is the 88-year-old, and do I say that prejudicially? Eh, maybe a little. Although I don't
he's still pretty spicy and funny.
Yeah, he's not like Feinstein. Feinstein was done, but he's not. I don't think
it depends on how well and how well preserved and put together they are, and he does pretty well.
Right. All right. So did you see this? The unverified FBI informant's claim. That the Ukrainians paid Biden $10 million?
Yeah, and I don't even know if it's unverified, because it's actually on, it's filled out as part of an FBI investigation, this form that we've heard the rumblings about for months.
Yep.
He finally releases it, and it's this internal FBI document that talks about $5 million for Hunter, $5 million for Joe Biden. So, just to underscore the importance of this, and apparently it's backed up with text messages from this guy.
Well, can't they just check the bank balances of
they have.
Guys?
If you watch the hearings this week, which was an incredibly important story of the week, they had two whistleblowers from the IRS.
Right.
Not politically motivated. One of them's like, hey, guys, I'm a Democrat. I, this is not I just wanted to tell you something wrong is going on. They've tracked so far $17 million to the Biden family. And that's so far because all of these shell corporations are continuing to pop up. There's 20 plus, I think, of the shell corporations that they found that link back to the Biden family. And it's not just Hunter. Members of the family, the kids, they're spreading the money all around to make it harder to track. And so that's what these whistleblowers were saying when they tried to talk to Hunter Biden or interview some of the Biden family members who received this money. They were tipped off. They were told to, like, told their legal team, so they started moving evidence around. I mean, just a disaster that would not be extended to you, Doug, or to me, or to Jay, or to anybody who's just a normal American citizen. And so it's problematic. And this is what I've said all along. Hunter Biden may be a total loser. He may be an addict. He may be whatever he is. And that's all fine. And we can talk about the ethics and the morality and the criminality of Hunter Biden. But what I wanted to know the whole time is, has the American president sold out America to people that work for China and Ukraine? And all of a sudden, it's looking more and more like that's the case. And so that's the problem at the crux of all this. That's what makes it important. Did the president of the United States take money from our foreign adversaries, in many cases China, our worst adversary on the planet, and enrich himself? And it looks like, according to this new form, he took at least $5 million.
How does the... never mind just with the Bidens, but how the... is it just that we have people now who are motivated to run for office and be public officials who expect to gain, and that's the whole deal? That's why they do it?
And that's what you have to ask yourself as well. And just using the Bidens as an example, but you could do this with a lot of Democrats and a lot of Republicans that have gone into Washington, D.C., but I'm using him as an example because it's fresh. And that is, if you look at his salary as a senator, he made about $200,000 a year, and he was a career politician, right? This guy has been in government
for
40
LBJ.
Years.
Same thing happened with LBJ over the years.
So that's a great amount of money, and that's a great salary. But that doesn't make you into a millionaire, a billion, you know, however much money he's got.
Made some good investments, yeah.
So follow the money. Yeah, it's not just good investments, unless they're, I don't know. It's disheartening because I don't like to see our country sold out for people.
Well, that's what it is. It becomes more important than what's really going on, all the things that are happening. I thought it was interesting this week that state prosecutors in Michigan announced criminal charges against those 16 Republicans who served as fake electors in the 2020 election. How did they find these people?
Well, what's interesting is that, and I've got to read more into this. I did an interview on my show with Joel Pollack, who's incredibly smart. He writes for Breitbart. And he has an article out this week that if you're interested in this case and wondering about it, you should check it out. Because apparently what Trump did was exactly what JFK did. In the 60s, his election strategy.
His father created the whole, the thing that they're talking about here. Let me, sorry to interrupt you, but just so to put a historical perspective.
Mm-hmm.
The way the guidance for doing, for pulling these shenanigans was created by Joe Kennedy in Chicago in 1960. That's the template for all the rest of this stuff that's been going on for all these many years, like 70 years of crooked politicians and it goes back, actually, to the Teapot Dome scandal that happened during the Depression. So it's been going on for, maybe it's been going on forever.
Yeah. Well, Joel Pollack contends that exactly what the Kennedy, like all of this stuff may be unsavory. He acknowledges that. But that everything that these Trump electors did is exactly what the Kennedy plan was with their electors.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't think that there's actually a legal case. He thinks that they're bringing charges against him just for political reasons, but that ultimately, the judge won't be, I mean, there's going to be no way to prosecute. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But there's a great article. If you're interested in wanting to know how it all came together, you can read it. Pretty good. Joel Pollack does good stuff.
Yeah.
But just a little shout out, really, because, you know, it's hard to find people who actually do deep dives into historical context.
Well, that's it. Everything becomes simplified with all the fake charges and the fake news and things, so nobody knows what to believe. So then we become like patriotic religionists, whether it's I'm a Republican. That's like being a Catholic. I'm a Democrat. It's like being another. It's all this stuff, the climate change. It's all religion, like religion. It's the same principle. The same tactics are used. It's all about fear. You know, if you don't do this, you won't go to heaven. Yeah, come on. Haven't we grown up? Maybe we're not as smart as we used to be. And that is something that we really should be getting our hackles and a jackal about, because the amount of information and knowledge that youngsters have getting out of school, if they even graduate. Los Angeles is a perfect or a bad example, a good example of how bad it is, because only 60% of the people who start in elementary school actually graduate from a public high school in Los Angeles. Can you imagine what a condemnation that is?
Well, and you want to know system? Why that's even worse? Because most teachers are not allowed to actually fail and hold back students in public schools. So you think about the kids who are graduating, it's not the hardest thing in the world. You can graduate with a D. So it's not even like they're graduating at the highest level. So you've got people who are just dropping out entirely. And then you have a whole bunch of people who've just been passed through their whole lives.
All right, number two. On the story list from talkers this week is the presidential race. What the heck is going on? Paramount Pictures apparently buried a documentary on Ron DeSantis at Guantanamo Bay. What in the name
they
of God?
They must have done a good job in that, because I didn't hear about it.
Nobody knows.
A deep dive.
There's the mystery, as it's called, of the missing documentary. And how, who's, is there somebody at Paramount that wants to see Ron DeSantis as president? Apparently he visited Guantanamo at some point in time. That's the scoop here. And now Showtime Showtime belongs to Paramount. They did a documentary called The Guantanamo Candidate, which was supposed to air in May. It shows the people who were down in Guantanamo. Guantanamo, I guess that's close enough, in Cuba, you know where that is. Governor DeSantis was a lawyer there in 2006 and 2007, and they had on-camera interviews with a former detainee who said they remember seeing DeSantis at the prison during the hunger strike and what he was doing. It just, I don't know, it stinks. Okay, 48 past the hour, you're listening to Talk Radio Review.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
My friend Nick Miles. Good ideas. He has great ideas how to take care of yourself and your car. We're here to focus on your car with our auto expert at ourautoexpert.com. Nick Miles travels the country, travels the world. Good day to you, sir. Let's see. Ford has decided to sell. What can you buy a Ford electric truck for, like maybe $150?
Not quite, but you know, we're going in that direction. 88 days supply on the lot right now, which means that Ford will do you a deal to take them. But they're not stopping. They're not stopping. They have more electrics coming, and that's going to compound the problem somewhat. There's rumors of an electric Bronco, an electric Explorer. Who knows where it's going to stop? And eventually it'll have to stop because we'll all have enough electrics, and we won't want any more.
No more. All right, speaking of electrics, Toyota is recalling a lot of electric sedans, especially the ones that are in China. Why in China do they make? Do they have a plant in China and that didn't do a good job making the cars?
It's interesting that everyone says these electric cars are infallible. You don't have to have them serviced, no oil to be changed and that sort of thing, so they're much cheaper. Well, you know, things do go wrong with them, and they're recalling all of these vehicles because the door handles don't work.
That's
basically it, which is an issue because I don't like climbing in and out of my Toyota through the window. So I don't know about you.
Oh, come on. There's no sport in you. What's the matter with you? Come on.
You know, when you have two coffees in your hand or a baby or some shopping, it becomes a little bit annoying.
It's difficult, yes, it does.
Right. So, but it's interestingly enough, this is mainly because they used a Chinese company to work with on having these door handles made. And there you go.
Good old quality Chinese product, yes.
Yeah. You should have learned your lesson the first time around, right, and not had any problems.
Well, we were just talking about Volvo now being a Chinese company and wondering what that's going to do to the quality of that product, one of Sweden's finest and now belongs to a Chinese outfit. Good luck to those of you buying Volvos. I say that knowingly because my son is just buying one. So, all right, my English friends pronounce this company Winnebago. We call them Winnebagos over here, but the Brits call them, right? Don't you call them Winnebagos?
Yeah, they call them Winnebagos, and the Dutch have an even more complicated name, because they always say, if you go to Holland and you ask for directions, you always get someone that feels like they're coughing up phlegm. But they call it Winnebago. Winnebago. So, which is
something you would—that's how it's pronounced in Israel, right?
Yeah, exactly. Winnebago coming up with something I think is very cool, Doug. And this, I like the idea of being able to escape mankind and live off the grid. So they have this. They have this Winnebago that you can get away from the power and the water supply and everything. You can actually survive off the grid for a few days, which is my idea of heaven. The dogs, the great outdoors, and nobody to bother me.
All right, see you later.
Night.
All right, here's the story about one of the most famous cars in the history of the world. The Aston Martin that was driven by James Bond. Is this the original Aston Martin or the model? Because they always had more than one.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, when you make a movie, you can go through anything from 12 to 20 cars. Because, you know, you blow the occasional one up, and then it doesn't do very well when you put it back together again. So they usually have a lot of them, but then they only usually have one in the James Bond movies that has all the gadgets on it, and the one that had all the gadgets, one of the ones that had all the gadgets on it, is up for sale, which is very rare. We all know James Bond for the Goldfinger DB5, that's the most famous, but there has been one in every single James Bond movie, and that means that those cars exist somewhere, and then coming up for sale, the likelihood of finding one of these James Bond Aston Martins is very, very, very rare. So they are selling them off now. One or two of them, and one has come up for sale. So if you want something that has ski pads on the side, and you want something that has rocket launchers, this might be the one.
Yeah, that's it. That sort of reminds me of what happened to the bullet car. Steve McQueen.
Oh, Steve McQueen, from movie in San Francisco.
Yeah, crazy price on that. All right, my friend, thank you for visiting with us, bringing us up to date on some of the interesting stories surrounding our automobiles. It is Nick Miles who runs our autoexpert.com. Check it out when you're looking for info on buying a car, fixing a car. It's there. Our autoexpert.com. 59 after here on Good Day.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.